From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Obama says Turkey has a right to defend itself. After speaking with Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, President Obama Tuesday urged de-escalation of tensions after Turkey downed a Russian Su-24 bomber it says violated its airspace despite warnings. Mr. Obama was asked about the incident during a joint news conference at the White House with French President Francois Hollande.
Turkey, like every country, has a right to defend its territory and its airspace. I think it's very important right now for us to make sure that both the Russians and the Turks are talking to each other, find out exactly what happened, and take measures to discourage any kind of escalation.
Mr. Obama says the incident points to an ongoing problem with Russian operations aimed in part at the Syrian opposition near the Turkish border instead of the Islamic State. And he said it shows a need to move quickly toward a diplomatic resolution of the Syrian conflict.
Оценки предельно понятные.
Meanwhile, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov says Tuesday's shoot-down cannot but affect Russian-Turkish relations. He canceled a planned meeting Wednesday with his Turkish counterpart. Liberian health officials say a teenage boy has died from Ebola, the country's first fatality from the disease, in nearly 6 months. His father and brother have also tested positive and have been taken to a treatment center outside Monrovia, along with three other family members. The country's chief medical officer is Dr. Francis Kata.
This is where we are. The response is going very, very well. There is no need for the general public to panic. We are in control. And I'm repeating, we are in control.
The new cases are a setback for the West African country, which was declared Ebola-free on September 3rd. This is VOA News. Presidents Obama and Hollande Tuesday vowed new cooperation to defeat Islamic State militants in the wake of the deadly jihadist attacks on Paris. The French president spoke through an interpreter.
We therefore decided, President Obama and myself, to scale up our strikes both in Syria and in Iraq, to broaden their scope, to strengthen our intelligence sharing regarding the targets we must aim at.
The French leader called for an implacable joint response, including intensified attacks, taking back IS-occupied territory, and hunting down the militant group's leaders. Mr. Obama called the IS group a scourge that threatens all of us, pledging not to succumb to fear and promising victory. The French leader is meeting with other world officials this week to build a coalition to fight the IS group. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry held talks Tuesday with Israeli and Palestinian leaders, focusing on ways to curb spiraling violence.
I know that the situation for Palestinians in the West Bank, in Jerusalem, in Gaza, is at this moment very dire, that there are extraordinary concerns, obviously, about the violence. And I want to make it very, very clear tonight that I am here at the request of President Obama to see what we can do to try to help contribute to calm.
Referring to attacks on Israelis in recent weeks, Mr. Kerry said no one anywhere should live with daily violence, with knives, scissors, or cars, attacks he called acts of terror. Over the past 2 months, at least 89 Palestinians and 19 Israelis have been killed, as well as an American student. In Egypt, the Islamic State's affiliate claimed responsibility Tuesday for a bombing that killed at least 7 people at the Swiss Inn Hotel in northern Sinai. A militant tried to drive an explosives-laden car into the hotel before security forces opened fire, causing the vehicle to detonate. But a suicide bomber also broke into the hotel's restaurant and blew himself up. Several people were injured. At least 5 guards were killed, several others wounded, when a car bomb exploded at a checkpoint east of the Libyan capital, Tripoli, Tuesday. There was no initial claim of responsibility. The blast occurred in Misalata, southeast of the capital. Meanwhile, the UN has welcomed a peace agreement signed by 2 tribes in southern Libya and repeated calls for approval of a national pact to end more than a year of political crisis in the country. Indian Army and police officials say several armed militants attacked an army camp in the Indian portion of Kashmir Wednesday. One Indian soldier was reportedly wounded. Kashmir is home to several rebel groups fighting Indian forces deployed in the region, seeking independence or union with Pakistan. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.